Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Brace yourselves for unknowable horror, because the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program has returned. Yes, Nerdy Show's beloved RPG audio drama of black comedy and Lovecraftian horror is back with an all-new series. A chilling tale called The Terrible Secret of Lot X. Head to CthulhuMystery.com or find the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program wherever you procure fine podcasts. Succumb to the maddening call of Cthulhu.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. It contains content that might not be suitable for all ages, so listener discretion is advised. All Nerdy Show podcasts are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Discover the many ways you can join in at nerdyshow.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Agnes's Ashes. Last time, we had the party venture into the Pawa compound. They found a room full of terrifying shit, and then they met their old friend Ned again.
At a powwow in the Pawa compound.
How's everyone doing today?
Good.
Yeah.
Glad to be out of work and playing this game.
All right.
Oh, so this is out of character then?
Glad it's
this is us as people. Yeah.
Us as people. Okay.
Not as bird people.
Adequate. Thank you. Very pleased to be here. Very excited to get back to whatever may come, be it, an uncertain demise or a surprise victory.
So we're all feeling good?
Feeling something.
Feeling loose.
Feeling
loose.
Yeah, this whiskey's helping.
Not doing that till the break. I made a promise to myself.
Good. You're not going to have 9 fucking beers sitting behind you the entire time we're recording.
Look. Don't judge me.
No, I'm saying it's a good step. I think it's smart.
All right, so last time the party infiltrated the Pawa compound, found a training center full of animals and a trainer, and they met up with their friend Ned, who's now down an arm.
Well, freaky hybrid exotic animals.
Yeah, animals is generous. Ned,
they're regular animal. They're mage hounds are weird, but the what are they? They were
the Pawa?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, yeah, the Poa were, I guess, regular
this
Poa.
Whole,
but
this whole thing's got me wondering what Champ's got under the hood now. Like, is he totally...
I think Champ came from post. I don't think Champ is necessarily magic.
I don't know, though.
Let's try and talk to him when
Look,
we leave.
His friendship is magic. Yeah. That's what matters.
God damn it.
Like, Champ, can you hear me? Can you understand me? And just see, I've heard everything.
This is very demeaning.
No one ever asks me anything. That's why I don't say anything.
My name's Doug.
My name's
not
Doug.
Champ.
It's not Champ. Champ's my slave name.
Fuck.
No momentum? Fuck you. All right, let's play this game.
No. All right, so you're still in...
Good.
Good. Yeah.
Good segue.
What?
We're in here. Yeah.
What?
We're in the room.
Yeah, you're still in the animal enclosure.
And we just locked up Ned.
We just ate soup.
Oh, yeah, we just ate the soup.
Yeah, everyone got on my case and... I made some soup.
And it turned out...
We only do it because we love you. And your cooking.
It turned out really good, right? What was the roll on that originally? Do we remember?
It was
good.
It was exceptional.
It was good.
And there's no other way it would be.
It was so good, it probably gave us a buff.
Yeah, except for the extra peppers, it definitely... Frix is not happy.
Oh.
Well, I can worry about that tomorrow.
Are we going down into this hole?
Yes. I mean, we've got Ned locked up. It's safe. To proceed, at least from this direction.
So, if I die in there, and I'm saying, not I'm saying I won't, you know, if I die and you don't, would you, take me back to the river, please?
Put you in the water?
Yes.
That's fucking singing fish. I can't.
Genius until the second time you see it.
Yeah.
Because the first time you're like, oh, it's a fish on the wall. Oh, it moves. Ha ha. And then it's like, oh, it's a fish on the wall and it moves.
I like it when people hook it up to their Alexa and it speaks for them. Like,
Alexa.
They say, hey, Alexa, what's the weather? And the fish just goes, boop.
Like, Jesus.
That is the work of a visionary.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
even better if it was one of those goddamn full-size moose heads.
Yeah.
Or deer heads? Deer heads. I don't think they made a moose.
Slish, how far is the River Fela from here?
Well, it's not close. You know, this walking. By boat, you could be there in a couple of days, but... you could just throw me in that other river there.
That's something I've never understood. Say we face a monster of some kind and it were to bite you and take an arm the same way that, you know, poor Ned seems to have suffered. And then you died of blood loss. Would you have to extract the arm from that monster to take it with us? Or what pieces are the most important pieces?
Oh, well, it's more of like... most, you know what I mean. If like you make a good try to get them all back into one place, that's like we believe that's good enough.
So it's almost like a trail. Because like if we left pieces of you all the way up to Fela, your spirit could travel among the pieces to get there.
Yeah, that would be quite nice. I know.
Should have been doing that with Agnes this whole time.
If
that
would lighten the load.
Yeah, it's quite heavy.
If we don't do that, I am going to hell forever.
Slish, you are... how much do you weigh?
I weigh 140 pounds.
Yes. With the big bug in the ground as my witness, if you die in my presence and I have the power to do so, I will make certain that the full remaining might of the wing mob is put on this quest to return you.
And you know, we would do the same for you.
Thank you.
If you were to die and someone else needed to wear the hat, you know.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that.
How far would you take the hat?
Well, I mean...
I'd take the hat directly to my head and let all the little bugs in the ground eat you merrily.
Well, here's the
thing. It'd be a dignified burial, though, Frixa.
See, with that, I disappreciate it. I didn't really thought about death very much.
The chain of command is like, it goes you, and then who? You know, maybe someone with experience.
Choose your words carefully, bug.
In the battlefield.
I tell you what, the person with the most combat experience and level head is Grandin.
Grandin nods.
I don't believe that's true. He was a bodyguard.
Well, you're asking me my opinion. So, Grandin, he could carry the torch until Chuki was sufficiently experienced.
What's Chuki have to do with?
Whose metric is measuring my experience, Hopper?
What experience do you have?
Previously it was Agnes's metric, and now it is mine.
Slish, darling, I have a lifetime of training under the greatest bird to ever... bow her wings. If that's not enough, I don't know what is.
Slish, are you trying to say that you would like to be leader?
Well, I'm not saying that per se. Just, you know, I was thinking about death. And then, you know, what happens if you die?
I'll be honest with you. I could set up a request for succession. But much with Agnes, I think that's really your problem.
See, here's the thing. Going to hell forever.
Yes.
It's not really a good thing to me. I'd appreciate it if you guys would all say now that you would do your best to make sure that doesn't happen to me.
Well, I'm committed to it.
You made quite the effort. I feel touched.
I feel like compared to Agnes, it would be relatively simple.
Yeah. You could chuck us both in that river. That'd be fine.
I think if we all live but you died, I don't see... why that would be too much of a problem.
Oh, right. Thank you.
Chuki, if we all die, you can do whatever you want with my corpse, but what about Slish's fears here?
It's like the old Skimmer proverb, gather the most of you and let the ghost pass on through. So, no worries from me, Slish. I can honor my mother's wishes. I can certainly honor yours.
Plus one momentum to Chuki for the proverb.
Grandin, have you got any wishes for your death?
I've put most of my focus on just not dying at all, because I think once I'm dead, I probably won't care what happens to me, because I won't be here.
A man after my own heart.
Quite sensible, Granton.
I would say, if it would help, you can take my shield and my armor, but I suppose if I had any request, it would be that you don't ask Juki to turn me into a soup.
Oh, you really struck to the heart of that one.
Based on the conversations we've had recently, I just wanted to put that out there.
I imagine we're all eating soup as this is happening, right?
You know, Grandin, fine. I will say you are looking mighty fit lately, and I thought it would be the respectful thing to do, but very well.
I mean, I will be dead. I'll have no more say, but if there was any request...
I don't particularly want to cook you, and quite frankly, I think you'd be stringy.
Come to think of it, you could cook, like, 25% of my dead body with, like, hot peppers. I would feel quite touched by that.
If you use enough peppers, I will definitely be leaving pieces of him along the road for quite some time.
Plus one more, man.
Yes!
As long as 75% of me got into the water...
I'm saying, like, 55%, bro. That's the majority. Just
cutting it a little close for my eternal damnation is all I'm saying. Give me a little wiggle room.
Get a measuring stick, measure 75% of them.
I do feel like it's strange that we haven't had this conversation until we're literally marching to our deaths. Well, I think this is the first time we've knowingly done so.
Or marching to the next victory.
Oh, very true. It's just Ned is formidable and he's terrified of this person.
Hmm? He's also an established liar.
Hey, but so are we.
Are we just going to sit around on our tail feathers and suck down soup? Or are we going to
pink
our heads through that little door there and see what's next?
Is there any more soup?
I'm sure there was a shit ton based on the monster that we killed.
I think we're just about out of soup, though. Chuki is... It would be expeditious.
Thank you for the soup.
You are quite welcome.
Ready?
Ready. We should have, like, a little ritual, yeah. Like a little... Put our hands in the middle. What do you think?
Yeah,
I can contribute 4. Frixa puts his hand out.
Yeah,
Chuki puts her hand out.
Grandin puts his hand out. He'll have a really weird look on his face, like he doesn't know why we're doing this for the first time now here. But sure.
And let's make the old bird proud, hey?
Wing mob, take flight.
That's a good one, Chuki. You want it? Let's use that.
We've literally been saying that for years.
We haven't said it since she died, though. You're right. We shouldn't change it. Not for this. You want to stack up behind this door?
Because it's just it's the door on the other end of the room, right?
We're just going to stack up along the southern door of this big circular room and prepare to descend.
Hey, Wing Mob, should we try the handle first this time?
Is there a handle?
There isn't a handle. There's two double doors that look like they are pushed open.
Like French doors?
Saloon doors.
Without a handle.
Mm-hmm. I remember last time we...
slammed that door open.
Hell yeah.
Well, we said... like breaching tactics.
Yeah, no,
so.
That was great.
It was successful.
Yeah, we survived.
Kicked in the door.
Want to do that and run in again? Let's do it. It worked.
I mean, we're only expecting, as far as Ned said, we were really only we're expecting one person.
If there's something on the other side, it isn't going to be any kind of room of substance because they definitely would have heard what was happening in here.
That is an excellent point, Juki.
But we have been eating soup for a bit.
Yes.
And they haven't come for us yet, so...
I wonder if they can smell it. Maybe they're trying to be polite and waiting for us to invite them.
Alternately...
What if we walk in and bring them the soup?
That's an excellent...
We could lie. We could say, we heard there was a powerful wizard here, and we wanted to join the team.
Chuki, what are the chances, in your experience as a chef, that people are amenable to very spicy soup?
Well, I mean, it's a great way to judge character. For example, if you like the spicy soup, you might be someone I'd like to know.
Would you like to try that? I should lead the way on this one, I think.
We're going to give him soup.
I think this is a person of intelligence and culture. From one to another, I feel like maybe I can make an entreaty.
Presence in plating is everything. So if we're going to present the remainder of this soup to this flesh shaper, then perhaps we should impress upon them... that we've fought their best beasts and made soup from it, and what an impressive feat that is. So let's serve it in a bowl made from one of the Goliath skulls.
And if we're going full show on this to sell the idea that this is wonderful soup made from that the flesh shaper has created. I think he deserves a round of applause as we make our way in.
These beasts were very impressive.
Yes.
This reminds me of an ancient skimmer folktale of a hero, a semi-deity. He was a rabbit, and he, I don't know what a rabbit is, but they said he was a rabbit.
That's interesting.
And he would often trick more powerful enemies than him, and sometimes he would use soup that was much too hot for a person to eat.
A god sort of chaos, was this?
A god of, yeah, I would say. Sometimes he would change outfits to disguise himself.
I think I've heard this folk tale. He fought the great duck. It's an old Crex legend. The rabbit and the duck.
Really? Isn't that funny that it comes together like that?
I do like this plan, because if he should try the soup and it's much too spicy, he hasn't been poisoned, so we won't be lying. All we need is a moment. We need a moment's hesitation.
And if we genuinely wish him to drink the soup?
We do!
Do we just bring it to him and say, here's soup? Or do we act like someone has ordered the soup for him?
Mr. Slish, I'm going to be a potential acolyte. I'm going to walk in and offer to assist to be repaid in knowledge, and I have my retinue with me.
There's only one way to find out now, isn't there?
It is settled. Let's do it.
We're going to curry his favor with some soup.
Grandin, could you help me decapitate...
Plus one momentum.
Nice one, Slish. Could you help me decapitate the Goliath?
I will do my best. He'll go over.
Give me a strength roll.
8.
You can't get through it. It's too thick.
Frix is going to... You need a bit of muscle. Frix is very strong.
I didn't realize, actually.
Yeah. Well, he's a bug.
Okay. Can either one of you set the scene?
I also rolled pretty low.
All right, so Frix is going to go over to the Goliath and take... I assume Chuki is using, what, like a cleaver?
I was going to use my sword. So,
Grandin's got the hardware for this one.
All right, Grandin will hand you the sword.
All right, and he says, just a moment. 21.
21 cleaves it.
Okay.
So we got to chop the skull open, clean out the brain pan...
Well, I mean, I think
cover up the eye holes and the nostrils and put the soup in there, right?
I thought I might stick a couple peppers up the nose holes, but you know, really leaving the flesh on is both more convenient and good presentation.
You know what, Chuki? Maybe, you know, in a couple years, you could be in charge of a mob like the Wing Mob.
Maybe.
Those ideas, I think you're on the right path.
Taking a step down this path, Frixa... in his smaller two hands, is going to hold the head of this Goliath at his mid-torso as Chuki fills it with soup.
Ladling into the skull, yes.
All right.
It's like, you know, this is gross, but it smells delicious. And approaches the door and just looks behind him for everyone to follow.
Grandin will be right behind.
Okay. And
tally-ho.
Shoulders through the door, holding this head.
In front of you is a 20-foot-long hallway. And another set of double doors that looks exactly like the ones you just stepped through.
Proceed down to the second set of doors. Same thing.
You open up into a large four-section crossroads. In front of you is a large set of double doors in stone with Dairon inlays of a badger leading a small force.
Now, is this at the opposite end of the cross of the crossroads?
Yeah, this is directly across from you.
Okay.
To the east is another smaller door, and to the west... is another door exactly the same, but instead there's a distinct splotch of blood in front, like directly in front of the door. It is well lit, but there's otherwise it is completely unfurnished. It's just a large crossway.
More push doors or handle doors?
The ones in front of you are push. The two on opposite sides have handles.
I think blood is a good indication of the direction we need to go.
Or it could just be where he keeps his stock.
More than happy to try the knob on the blood door. To the west.
All right, it opens up, and there's another 20-foot hallway.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Shall we check the east? I think it's going to be more of the same.
So we go to the east next.
All right, there is another 20-foot hallway. This time, the hallway seems much more scratched and worn, and there are definite pawa tracks in and out through this area.
Okay.
And the badger door?
And the badger door to the south.
That opens into a 10-foot much thicker, longer hallway, and then there's another identical set of double doors.
Can you elaborate on that?
The hallway is much wider, but shorter. It's 30 foot by 10 foot long, and there's another set of doors, and this time it has the badger, only this time he is being laid to rest.
That seems marginally important. Mm-hmm.
This stations of the badger.
I say go with the badger.
Does it look trafficked?
This looks not well trafficked. The thing that is traveling the most out of here is very large.
Larger than medium, like humanoid size.
Yes.
Do we see any things with tracks that are not Pawa and not giant?
There are noticeable shoed tracks going to the bloody door.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I think we can all agree we should try that bloody door first. How do we feel?
My theory is that the one with all the power tracks is just like the barracks or something. We go right in there. We're going to be fighting a mess of power.
Oh, we feed them all.
I don't think we brought enough for the whole class.
But a soup we made for an evil wizard would kill a power, won't?
I don't really know their tolerance for such things.
They eat garbage.
This entire time, we're looking at doors, checking the whatever, discussing which way, and the entire time, Frixa just has this thing sloshing in front of him.
Yeah. In front of his leather doublet while holding a top hat, like wearing a top hat. Yeah.
It's going to be gazpacho if we don't get it there soon.
Like, I don't want to do it. It's got to stay warm, or else the whole gimmick just loses its flavor.
I can heat it up.
That's true. But will it be as good? Isn't there?
Yes!
Okay, very, very well. So, just perceive listening carefully to the sounds of this room.
You hear the clinking of glassware and strong smells of rotting flesh and alchemical ingredients.
Oh, well. Mm. And that's the ticket.
Ah, laboratory, then.
Okay, so we push through.
All right.
Not sneakily, just politely, like, hello? Is there a doctor
in the house? In the true fashion of this chaos rabbit god, we will ask if there's a doctor in the house.
I'm just saying, I really could use some flesh shaping, and you could just never find a good flesh shaper when you need one, is all I'm saying to everyone.
I didn't want to say so, but you are getting a bit thick around the middle.
It's good soup.
All right, line up.
Frixa's first.
Grandin will be behind Frixa.
And also, Frixa is invigorated himself.
Okay.
So she's like glowing beacon, then carrying soup.
Then Chuki, then Slish?
Yeah.
All right, so you're in a roughly 15-foot radius round room. In the northwestern corner, there's a single bed and a few books strewn about it. There are clumps of just rotting flesh around, and it's super gross. And in the center is a medium-sized, very old guff with his back turned to you, working at an alchemist's table.
Now, did we get his name last time? I don't remember.
No.
Okay.
Ned called him Father.
Yeah.
Flesh shaper, make me a
flesh.
So, politely, Frixa is going to say, excuse me, doctor?
One moment, please.
How much? This thing is quite heavy.
Give me a second.
Do you have somewhere I could set this down?
What is it?
I brought you some food.
Who are you?
Does he turn around or is he still?
No, he's just kind of looking over his shoulder.
All right, Frix is going to circle around towards his bed. Is that a table in front of him?
No, that's the bed.
That's the bed.
No, in front of the flesh shaper.
Yes.
Okay, he's going to circle around the table towards the side with the bed while holding the severed head of the Goliath, and he says, I don't mean to impose.
One of the things you notice is that the flesh shaper is chained to his alchemical table.
Well, you're in a bit of a pickle here. My friends and I have heard of you, and we sought to rescue you to give you the freedom you need to do your work. And in return, we brought you some soup.
Well, I've arranged for my own escape, thank you.
Perhaps that's us.
And in front of him, you see Ned's severed arm just being strewn open, and he's just taking stuff out of it.
Well, if you'd rather not have any help, that's fine. And he just sets the head on the edge of the table away from the arm. And if you're not hungry...
You know, I've never grafted one of you kind.
Me neither. That's actually what we wanted to talk to you about today.
Are we going to file in?
Walking behind Frixa.
And I'm just letting this play out, seeing what words are going to stumble out of Frixa's mouth.
There's quite a lot that you know. I was wondering if you're taking apprentices.
I'm never going to take another apprentice ever again. That's how I ended up in this mess.
Really? Could you describe to us the mess you are in? We might be able to ameliorate this.
You haven't seen him yet, then. Some things should never be done.
And he starts to place his hand into Ned's open arm and sew it shut.
Like a glove?
Yes.
Okay.
That's pretty gross.
Like, is this part of it? Should I take notes?
You're not going to be alive long enough to take them. Just give me a second. And then he starts casting a ritual. All
right. And then Frixa picks up his leg, kicks the skull over, and goes, hot soup!
Plus one momentum. I need battle order.
29.
4.
That's a nat 20. Do we get anything? Plus a soup attack, so...
Ooh, the soup. No, the soup is going to do something, though.
All right, good.
Granin, it's your turn.
I kind of wanted to see what happens. This is odd. But since Frixa has just said hot soup, does it look like Frixa is about to like attack him, or you just spilled the hot soup?
Yeah, Frixa's pulling out his spear.
Okay, well, if Frixa's pulling out his spear, then Granin's going to go for it. Granin's going to do overwhelming strike. He's going to... How far away is he right now? He can be... Yeah, he's got to be one away. So, perfect. Here we go. Seeing that Frixa is getting ready after spilling the soup on purpose, Granin is going to raise up his shield, and he's going to line up his spear, and he's just going to try and lay into this flesh shaper with overwhelming strike.
Oh. What is that?
What am I rolling with my... 3 didn't hit it, I can't imagine.
No.
So, yeah, so he just goes...
His dodge can't be great. He's chained to a table.
not like strapped to a mast. He just has a leash on him.
Yeah. Should have brought a big hammer.
Greater than 3, at least. So yeah. I know that.
It's the shaper's turn. The arm seems to just be growing. And have you ever seen Akira?
Yeah.
Who hasn't?
People haven't seen it. Max has actually seen it.
I hate it.
Yeah, and it's starting to bind with him. But he's got hot soup all over him, and he's not happy about it. So he kind of just barely maintains, can't take any other action. It requires all of his focus to complete the ritual.
Covered in hot soup.
All right, Chicky's going to move to the side of the room, the other side of the room, opposite Frixa, more or less.
Kind of flanking from an artillery standpoint, almost.
Yes. This seems like a good opportunity to just nip this situation in the bud in a closed environment and unleash a flaming pillar directly onto the flesh shaper.
All right.
16 plus 4, 20.
That hits.
Awesome. Then I roll 2d8 and 7 and an 8 plus my composure, which is 2, so 17.
Ooh, this is a really good hit. His red robes are now heavily singed, and there's parts of them are still on fire.
And, I mean, Chuki, this was easy for her. Sometimes it can be difficult, but this was easy. And with, like, a sort of dancerly hand gesture, her hand just goes up, and up goes the flame, erupting. Hopefully Grandin's all right. Safe enough distance.
How big of an area is it?
It's just a single square.
Oh, then I'm nowhere near it.
Yep, maybe your eyebrows will burn off.
It's the hot soup acted as a homing device for...
Now it's Flesh Shaper's turn again. The ritual is over. The arm is now bound to him. It's large and lumpy and kind of still growing and crawling up his body. And he grabs hold of the chain that has bound him to his table, and he just tries ripping it out of the wall. And he rips it out of the wall, and then he rushes over to Chuki.
Oh, not good. Slish!
All right, Slish, it's your turn.
Before you go, this is something we haven't been paying attention to. There's one instance where we should have done this and we didn't. When you're firing at somebody who's engaged in melee combat with somebody adjacent, ranged attacks of all type take a -4 to hit anything.
Once again, Slish is not great for single enemies.
Well, actually, you might have a feature that helps out with that.
Can't rapid fire hit the same target?
Mm-hmm.
So Slish is great at single enemies.
I just mean this kind of situation, because that's all he do. All right. First thing, Slish is going to really look at the flesh shaper, kind of scope him out, and use his swift action to do reveal weakness, which will put a d10 on the next person who hits the flesh shaper.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
His head is unguarded. He wears nothing above his neck, kind of old and weazened, and you could tell the head is the place to strike this man.
Hit him in the head, I think. So the next ally to strike the designated enemy will deal an extra d10 of damage on their turn. Slitch is going to fire at the flesh shaper with rapid fire. So I rolled a 17 plus 5 minus 4 is 18.
That is a hit.
Second one. That was a nat 20.
That's a crit.
So that is also a hit.
Yeah, so you don't have to roll damage on that.
That is 16 on one.
The only way they could have gone better is if you crit both.
Do you not add your intelligence?
I'm not adding intelligence to that. So that's 16 for the first one. Damn. That is a 14 and a 16 damage.
Rapid fire, you get to add what for damage?
I have my bow is a d12 and a d4.
It's just the dice on rapid fire. He doesn't get to add his intelligence.
I don't get anything. No bonus. Okay. For that.
So 16 and 12?
16 and 14.
Jeez.
So that's 30.
Josh, my spear, it's one-handed, but it says a d12?
That's the spear damage, but if you use it two-handed, it's a d12. One-handed is a d6.
Okay, that's why that's confusing.
Yeah. Like,
mm-hmm.
All right.
So I've changed it since.
Slish rapid fires into the back of the occupied flesh shaper, dealing two strikes of 30 damage.
Both hit heavy center mass. There's air sticking out of him, and he screams back in terror.
Hey, get away from our cook, you bastard.
He doesn't appreciate good soup.
Even though that hurt a lot, the flesh shaper knows who to go for first. Reels back with his hand that continues to just overtake his entire body and takes a large swing at Chuki. 8.
Okay.
Miss, I'm guessing.
It's against your dodge, yeah.
Yeah, 16.
All right, he's not happy about that.
Let's see. Whenever an enemy misses you with a melee attack, you may disengage. And so I shall.
That's pretty nice.
How far can she move?
That's pretty neat. One.
Just one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Disengage one. Yeah, that's a Krex racial feature.
That's pretty dope.
So, I mean, it just comes at me. It's like, whoop! And of course, Chuki, lighter on her feet, ducks away.
Just like the god duck of the legend.
He was the bad guy, I think. It was the rabbit.
Well, it depends on who's telling the story.
There's a bit of attention here. Okay, Frixa feels panicked that the flesh shaper immediately went for Chuki, didn't fall for the soup. This is going none of the ways that he had hoped. He's going to run around the back end of the table to leave room for Grandin to flank and stand near Chuki so she can get behind him if she has to. And then, while he's on his run over, he's going to raise one of his hands and whom, put Invigorate on Chuki. One of his tiny hands reaches into his pouch and splashes venom over the tip of his spear, and he's going to do Venom Strike. I'm going to spend 3 momentum.
Jeez, all right.
Can't have you killing our Chuki. Okay. It's a natty 7, plus 1 is 8, plus 10, 16, plus 16. So 8 plus 16 is what, 24?
That's a hit.
All right. As it strikes him, he is envenomed, and it deals...
The venom doesn't appear to affect this particular creature.
Okay. Okay, so the venom does not affect him.
No.
But the attack...
But you aim for the head.
Still will.
The attack does... So 21 plus 4 from strength, 25 damage.
Jesus, guys, come on.
8 of that damage was from placing the spear exactly where Slish told him to with Reveal Weakness. And that is his turn.
So Grandin, seeing Frixa run in, seeing Chuki almost attacked, is going to try to run in just at the corner of the table. It's kind of in between Frixa and the Flesh Shaper.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to attempt...
Excuse me, real quick, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feature called Worrying Shots. Critical hits with my range attacks grant allies the upper hand against the affected target until the end of my next turn. So you three all have the upper hand against the Flesh Shaper.
All right.
Damn. What does that add? What does that add?
That just means if he tries to attack anybody, like other than you, if mm-hmm. he tries to attack anybody, you get an opportunity attack against him.
Oh, okay. Great. Grandin is going to attempt Vicious Obstacle, and if it lands, I will pick the spot that he'll be unable to move through. Son of a bitch.
Every time you try to do a cool thing.
Yeah. 6.
Miss.
But hey, at least you're unkillable.
Was that an... You rolled a natty two?
I rolled a natty four.
It is the flesh shaper's turn. As he takes a moment to kind of regain composure, you notice some of the slashes and cuts on him start to close. He regains 10 hit points.
Ooh. Good thing we hit him really hard to start. Those three scene abilities used in succession.
All right. And then with the arm that still has the chain attached to it, makes a stretch attack. A ranged melee attack with his arm, and it just extends and keeps going, and it's going to be against Frixa.
As in the arm itself is elongated and
elongated
growing.
And making a slash at him. 17.
That hits. Now, before the damage resolves, Grandin gets to make an opportunity attack.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
And does that Tukey as
come
Doug,
on.
You want to miss.
I want to miss.
Yes. You want to miss.
You want to miss this.
Why do I want to miss this?
Because then Chuki and Slish get to make range attacks against him.
That is the most damage that could be done by you.
Well, I rolled my lowest roll of the night.
What is it?
A two. A natural two.
And that is the lowest you can roll, because a one is a crit with the spear.
Is it? I didn't know that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Cool. But that is the lowest. Yeah, that's the lowest I can go.
Slish and Chuki, take a hit.
Outstanding.
So this is cover fire. Anytime an opportunity attack is missed because they are core marksmen, they get to take a free attack. And he is not...
I see. Okay.
He is not adjacent to anyone.
Nope.
So I can use Burning Lance on this, right?
Yeah.
Leaping Flame, good shot.
Intelligence.
Hands. And intelligence is 3, so that's 6 plus 11, so 17.
Hit.
Wowzers. I rolled an 8 plus composure, which
that's
is
max damage.
That's max damage. So 8 plus 2, 10.
Nat 20.
Jeez.
So we all have the upper hand again. Yeah.
17 damage on the flesh shaper.
All right.
And everyone else has the upper hand again.
Okay.
That arrow goes straight through his neck.
Hell yeah.
It's still his turn.
Yes.
Oh, it's still his turn.
Yeah, okay. He attacked Frixa and hit, mm-hmm. but he has not yet done damage.
Oh, okay. He doesn't get to do damage.
Oh!
That last arrow strikes him straight through the throat, and he kind of just half slumps over.
Yes!
I didn't mean to cut anyone off, but I thought I should put an arrow in his throat.
I know that's... I think that's...
Good move. Chuki kicks his weird long arm.
As you kick him, 4 very large arachnid legs sprout out of his back.
Jesus. Is he the thing? Oh my god.
And now it stands up. His feet no longer touch the ground. He's elevated with these spider legs.
Oh,
gross.
No.
So the head isn't necessarily his brain.
He's like a cockroach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, that's offensive.
Plus one momentum.
Wow. Okay, sweet. So Frix is probably the least weirded out by this, by the appearance of chitinous legs.
This is also very outside of your...
He's weirded out, but just probably it's a little bit less because chitinous legs aren't as weird.
Yeah. Like if he grew gorilla arms, that'd be like, yeah, that's weird.
Ew, yeah. Hair?
Not just the legs have changed. There seems to be pieces of flesh that are hardening over his body. And kind of covering him, and more and more, this is becoming a beast made completely out of random pieces of flesh that don't make any sense, and it's kind of swirling around, and it's hard to actually look at, because it just makes you want to throw up.
Mm. Ugh.
I'm going to throw up my soup.
It is Chuki's turn.
Well, I'm going to get way away from here.
You're not disengaging?
Did she have
Hold
to?
Hold up.
Oh, you would know if you are threatened.
You are threatened by those legs.
Okay. Sorry, I thought I'd already disengaged.
This creature has reach. When you look at it, you understand that one of those legs can just come up and pop you.
All right, so disengage works like I say, I'm going to disengage, and that costs me something.
It is a move action.
You disengage. You can't move your full length.
You move one space.
But you do so carefully so you can't be hit.
Right. Sure, I'll take it. And in fact, how does disengage work with abilities like Light on Your Feet, or a potion that gives you double speed?
Can she perceive that disengaging one further away would get her out of its threatening reach?
Yes.
Okay.
Ah.
Okay. You have a vague idea of its reach. It's not magical.
But it would be only into that corner, or would it be next
can
to
I
Frixa?
Do I have to be pressed back against the wall, or can I be next to Frixa?
You have to go press back against the wall.
I'll do it, but I don't like it.
Like,
That's not what I heard.
Under different circumstances.
Plus one moment.
But from here, I am going to use suppressive fire to target the entire like four unit area that this flesh beast occupies, which will hopefully, if deployed, make it difficult for this thing to move. Two.
Now, we ruled last time that hit or miss, it makes the area difficult to move.
Yes.
But it would still be able to disengage, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, so hit or miss, it makes the area difficult.
It's an 8 in total with all my bonuses.
Miss. It is a creature's turn. And through difficult terrain, moves forward 2 to take a slash at Chuki, but incurs an attack of opportunity from Frixa and 2 from Grandin.
Yeah, because Grandin can take 2. 1 from movement, 1 from attacking. Right?
Please slice its legs off.
Yep.
Okay. All right, here we go, buddy. I hope we both miss. If we both miss, it takes 4 attacks.
Yeah.
That is 7.
Miss.
Hooray.
Can I even attack him because he's adjacent to me and I have a reach weapon?
There are parts of him that are not.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
What did you roll?
I rolled a 3, which failed last time.
Miss.
Okay, but I have to do it again.
Yeah, you do it again.
Yeah. I do nothing and we win. Again, same thing.
I need an attack of opportunity from each of you.
So I rolled a 7 and missed. You rolled
a 3 twice.
3 twice and missed. So he takes 6 attacks.
No, he doesn't. They only get 1 attack of opportunity.
They're not attacks of opportunity.
Really?
Yep. It is whenever an ally misses an attack of opportunity.
We might have to change that.
All right, maybe. Well.
But, okay, then 3 from each.
10.
Miss.
18? Well, actually, he's not engaged, right? Or is he engaged? Yes.
Yeah, he's engaged.
He is engaged, so 18.
18 hits.
19?
Hit.
8.
Miss.
All right.
So 2 more times then.
Yeah. 2 more times.
11.
Miss.
And 1 more.
20!
That is a crit.
Hooray!
Give me max damage.
Doing Burning Lance,
You don't have to roll. You get
What is it?
Oh, okay. 1d8 plus 2, 10.
All right. One of the things you notice when it hits is you've seen things burst into flames, and you've crit before. This hit harder than it should. This thing just not like what you just did at all.
Oh, good.
Spiders don't like fire.
Or
I learned that from arachnophobia.
Or he's weak to magic because he's a weird magical put-together thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Because that makes sense, dude.
So, Max's damage.
That is 17.
All right.
16.
Jesus.
Slish is laying it down.
That hurt. That was bad for him. That was dumb. All right.
He just took, essentially, just took 8 attacks of opportunity. But he's attacking Chuki.
Yes. Ugh. And this is a...
You're rolling 2 dice.
Yes, this is 2 separate attacks.
Ugh.
We have a crit and 22.
All right, sayonara.
He rears back up on the 2 arachnid legs, and with the front 2, makes slash, slash. And that's...
And you still have the whom on you, right? From
yep. So minus 4 on the first attack, for sure.
19 damage.
Okay. Minus 4, 15. I'm down to 7. Okay.
Ow.
Yeah.
Oh, is that total 19 damage?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's total 19 damage.
I thought that was the first hit.
No. I will say that you currently aren't taking a minus 4, even though it's engaged in melee, because it's kind of hovering. It's not directly next to anybody.
Oh.
Like the center mass.
Dope.
You could shoot him.
Or shoot him.
Or shoot him.
Even that soup's starting to get cold.
That soup is just scattered around here.
It's on his rope.
Parts of it.
You just wring out his robe
into your mouth.
You wouldn't want to do that because there's also like a lot of
blood.
There's a lot of blood and like just pus
gross,
now.
Yeah.
All that soup evaporated with my pillar of fire.
That's true.
It's extra cooked.
Oh god, now it's baked down. They're never going to be able to clean this place.
There was already just lumps of flesh.
And Slish is looking at it like, I'm going to break off those legs like Crawdaddy's.
This robe was dry clean only.
That's some good eating, it looks like.
So Slits just saw an opportunity, fired three arrows into the beast, two hitting, and just sees that it's focused elsewhere, decides not to move. He's just going to keep pumping arrows from the door, keeping his back to the door in case anything else comes in.
God damn it, dude.
Are you serious? That is another crit.
I mean, I've been failing all night.
So to be fair,
it's better
it's
that you do.
I know. I'm not saying I'm jealous. I'm just saying all my crits have to be going somewhere, and it's good that it's going to him.
So that first one is a 16.
All right.
17 to hit.
17 hits.
And that will be 8 damage. So Slish quickly fires two arrows into the disgusting spider legs.
Slish is a mortar. He's a Gatling gun.
It's the flesh beast's turn. And now he takes a look at... Well, he doesn't take a look, but he senses Frixa right directly at his feet and, using the whole of his body, tries to crush you with it.
Okay.
Natural 1.
And his body is not a piercing weapon?
No.
Okay.
His body is not a piercing weapon.
Ugh.
My body is a piercing weapon is a good name for something.
That's true. That's
a good 9-inch nail song.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to fuck you like a guff from the inside.
What? Fuck you like a guff.
Lots of snorting.
I mean, that's how I like it.
I mean, pigs have those, like, corkscrew penises.
Mm-hmm. Good, do they?
They do. It's like their tail, but it's also their cock.
I know nothing about pig dicks.
So do ducks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that your duck god that you worship.
Yeah.
Well, that female ducks sometimes have a fake vaginal cavity.
Mm-hmm. Or several.
Yeah.
And their vaginal cavity is spiral.
Mm-hmm. Why a fake
the opposite direction.
Cavity?
That way they can selectively decide which drakes they will accept the raping from.
Yeah, duck rape is the
leading cause of pregnancy among duck population.
Yeah, it's also the headliner for the lesbian band tour that we've created.
These are airbrushed words on the side of cars in the lesbian car racing RPG.
I am genuinely not sure that any lesbian group would want to like self-identify with everything
duck
horrible
rape.
That is duck rape, which is really horrendous.
Well, there is a trend of identifying your band name with something horrible you want to call attention to, like the Japanese metal band Unit 731.
Ooh.
War Against Women is really good, too. But, I mean, that's like the same thing, but less offensive.
It's like Liverpool. The house is really bad, and insects kept getting in.
All right. Although it is Frix's turn, though.
So the Beatles, they were just trying to call
God
attention.
Damn it.
God damn it, Max.
Plus one momentum.
No,
it's too good not to.
Oh my god. Okay. So Frixa, seeing this bug, just tried to smash him with his butt, and he saw Chuki take a large hit, is nervous, and he's too close to the beast to attack it, so he's going to, as a swift action, reinvigorate Chuki.
Oh, thanks for that.
He's going to disengage back one, and he is just going to risk an attack from casting. And he takes his spear out of one of his hands, so he cannot make opportunity attacks this round, and drops a golden flare atop the beast, invoking an attack of opportunity.
You do not.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't have the attention to do more than one opportunity attack a turn.
Oh, okay, because it already took an opportunity attack against Chuki.
Yeah.
Did it just attack Chuki?
No, it also took an opportunity attack against Chuki.
Okay. All right. Golden Flare. That's 17 plus 2, so 19.
Hit.
And the Golden Flare does max damage, so 8 damage to the creature.
Again, you notice the pain shoots through this beast more than what you thought you just did to it.
Awesome. And Chuki regains 8 health.
Whew. All right. Back up to 15 out of 20.
All right. I'm spending 2 momentum. Seeing as how Granin's missed every single time, and Chuki's in serious danger, and Frix is now in serious danger, it's just getting too much, so Granin's going to be like, come on, pull yourself together. I don't know why, but it hasn't been working. So he's going to really focus, and he's going to... So that's what I'm spending the 2 momentum for, to try and finally land a hit. And I'm going to go for Helmet Splitter, because if I'm spending it, let's just hope it lands. Otherwise,
let's
you know,
hope it
whatever.
Lands.
I hear the guitar solo already.
Well, no, that's because it is a one.
That is a crit.
That is a crit.
You get the momentum.
You get the momentum back. You have not spent your momentum.
Yeah, and that means.
Tell me what your max damage helmet splitter is, please.
Well, it's for one handed. It's 3 times my weapon damage, mm-hmm. and my weapon damage when it's one handed is a 6. So it's 12, 30, 40, 50, 50, 18. Thank you.
Plus your strength?
20.
20 damage. Hell yeah. So you spent momentum, didn't need it.
Got it back.
Got crit, did triple damage.
Not bad.
Damn,
finally.
Boy.
That's what happens when Grandin finally just focuses.
He was still thinking about that soup.
We are laying down a lot of pain in this one.
Yeah.
All right. His wounds start to close up, only this time on a more massive scale.
Uh-huh. What do you mean by on a more massive scale?
Just bigger. The slashes and cuts you've been putting
on. Like
it's
faster, or
yeah,
that it's, okay.
They are closing up to the point where you can see, like,
right,
you could,
like Wolverine.
Yeah, very much like Wolverine. And having just been hit by Grandin, this guy's not happy with it.
I'm not happy with him.
12 and 7. Both.
A whiffer.
2 whiffers.
It's now Chuki's turn.
All right, so. Correct me if I'm wrong. The squiggly bits on the map are discarded guts and so on. Untraversable terrain, piles of bodies.
Not untraversable, but just gross.
What kind of a I couldn't do anything. All right, so I could further disengage into that pile.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to.
I think you'll still be within reach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
His reach is 2. He can still reach you.
Ugh. Well, nothing I can do. I can do that, though, right?
Yep.
All right.
If she just ran, it would be an opportunity attack, right?
Uh-huh.
Correct.
There is that.
So you're going to invoke an opportunity attack if you attack anyway.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was an option. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll absolutely run, so I can take my full move?
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is there any kind of minus to me moving through that stuff?
Nope.
All right.
Here's a benefit. If he makes an attack against anybody who isn't us... We get opportunity attacks against him because we have the upper hand. Mm-hmm. Frixa doesn't because I took my hand off my spear to cast.
So because he took an opportunity attack, I get to take an opportunity attack?
Because you have the upper hand from max critting.
Damn, that still lasts even until
one
now.
Round.
One round.
Damn. Yeah.
He critted again.
Okay, well shit. So after seeing the flesh beast take another swipe at Chuki, I see an opening, as thankfully she got away, so I'm going to go for it. Just another opportunity attack. 12, 13.
Miss.
Miss! Okay, well, at least it works for someone else, right?
Well, that was an opportunity attack that missed.
Yeah.
I'm going to use Covering Fire, Burning Lance, and see what happens.
This is at a -4 for you, though.
Because he was... Because it's going to cast, go sure. past whatever?
Oh, because he's in melee with Grandin. Yeah.
16.
Hit.
Rightio. Max damage, 10.
Now, Slish, seeing that Grandin is... grappled with the beast, it's gonna try to sneak an arrow in as well. Okay, so 11.
Miss.
Sorry, I didn't crit everybody.
So now
it's okay. You've done enough.
Yeah. Go home, Max.
Now it's my actual opportunity to attack.
Yes.
All right, Burning Lance again. 17.
Hit.
Max Damn. Damage.
Just throwing eights tonight. That's like the 5th time you've done that.
This flesh beast is looking rough.
Yes!
The flesh beast, now scared, is kind of hunching together, shifts his way back away from the party. He's back against the wall.
How does he look?
There seems to be just, like, worms and slugs crawling out of wounds.
Since he was adjacent to me and he shifted, does that mean I get an attack?
No, because he shifted.
I gotcha, okay.
They're abandoning ship. I think we're doing a good job.
All right, that's his turn. Slish.
What did he do?
He just disengaged.
Okay.
Slish, seeing the creature back against the wall, is going to use rapid fire. Does not hit. 7.
No.
So that is 20.
That's a hit.
All right. 11 damage on that one.
All right.
So Slish, kind of firing rapidly, misses with one, but hits with the other.
It's its turn. And using Ned's arm, he whips it out and takes a slash at Frixa.
Ooh!
10.
10?
Yeah.
That is a miss.
Alright.
Idiot.
Frix, it's your turn.
I lied when I said I wanted to be an apprentice under you. I don't know if you knew that when I said it, but you should know this now.
The soup was a ruse as well.
Adding insult to injury, you're stupid and ugly. So Frixa, seeing that the beast is pretty much cornered, well, it's a round room, so it's not cornered, but he's got his back against the wall, he is going to disengage within its reach to kind of circle around it to give room for Grandin to be able to help him flank it to get the upper hand, if we can. As a swift action, he's going to invigorate Grandin, and then he uses Sweep the Light.
All right.
7 doesn't hit?
No, it does not.
After being invigorated by Frixa, Grandin gets the message that he should probably be heading in. Okay, so he's going to run up the meat pile that's sort of against the wall to get, like, in a true flank fashion, and he's going to go just from climbing up this meat pile, so I'm going to try and take the opportunity with an overwhelming strike. All right, so 20. Basically, I got a 20 total.
That's a hit.
And then I'm going to, for warming strike, 10 damage.
You slice directly through the midsection, and out flops a 6-foot-long, 7-inch-thick...
Don't like it.
Dong.
Centipede. Centipede that you've cut down the middle, and it just bleeds viscous black blood that smells unbelievably awful.
Mm. I'm not cooking that.
Cheeky.
And then the body kind of makes a couple steps and then just slumps over.
Gross. So immediately, through all this, Frix is looking around, like, yeah, you know, looking for any kind of clues, because this did not go down in any way that they expected. He's going to look on the table and at what he's got.
There is a handwritten tome.
Frixa picks it up, opens it, looking for any clues.
It was already open, and the page that it is open to gives a very detailed description of creating a gelt chimera, essentially. And you notice by the description that this is most certainly talking about Ned. And going through it, there are so many things in Ned. Ned can do many, many things.
This is troubling. And when I look at the things that Ned can do, so I want to go down the list and just look for anything we should be worried about.
Oh, it says Ned, a user's guide.
Yeah. Yeah. There's mention of connection to a decay mage, so he can probably use decay body magic. He can regrow limbs. He definitely can breathe underwater, and he's immune to most forms of toxins, but not discrete poisons.
Interesting. Ugh.
Chuki, I think you should burn that book. I think it's very disgusting thing to have in our world, and I think it would be better if it was not in our world anymore.
You don't think it would be expensive? Like, we could sell this.
Hey, we bring that body back. That's a flesh shaper, right? They said flesh shapers are the worst criminals of them all. There can't be that many of them. It's got to be a reward.
It's true. If we bundle them up enough, Champ might even be able to carry them.
Yeah, we could kill two. We'd be living.
It's not a bad idea. I'm going to keep looking around. Frixa starts skimming through the book and looking for anything else.
And as you flip through the pages of this flesh shaper grimoire, you come to the last entry, and it more than troubles you. We'll find out what that is next time on Agnes's Ashes.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to Agnes's Ashes. We will be back next time with more Agnes's Ashes. If you enjoy this and you're laughing along with us, you should check out our Patreon. At the $1 tier, we have the cutting room floor where you get every conversation that we have to cut out of one of these. At the $2 tier, you get access to the character sheets that we release for this game so you can play with your friends. At the $5 tier, you get the rule books as we release them. And at the $10 tier, you get to create a custom NPC that will show up in play sessions like these that the GM has to try to impersonate. And you get to pick the voice and the race and the job. But if you want to interact with us directly, Patreon's the best place to do it. You can comment on any of our posts on Patreon, and you don't have to be a patron. And we love interacting with the people who listen to the show.
You can find me at Cap Blackard on any social network thing that you like, most likely. You should definitely go to the Nerdy Show Network Discord, where you'll talk about RPG from Scratch or Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, which if you haven't checked out, you totally should.
Absolutely.
RPG audio drama featuring the voices of myself and Josh and Doug in different places and different times across two series.
Additionally, you can find us on Facebook. If you want to friend the page, you'll get updates and stuff like that at facebook.com/RPGFS.
You can also find us on Twitter at @HomebrewHombres.
This has been great fun, and until next time, stay safe, stand watch, and get a full rest.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.